Hi, Charles Stevenson here, Amherst, Massachusetts. The other day I went to the local credit union to get a cashier's check to pay my pledge, and the teller was a Russian immigrant, and she said, why are you paying all this money to a radio station? And I tried to explain about WAMC. I don't know if she got it, but it was interesting to see that not everybody understands about WAMC. Although most of us love it and support it, thank you for being there.
This is Cheryl Kamar from Saugerties, New York, and I just heard a report from NPR on the news about the strikes from Gaza and the artillery exchange between the Israeli border and Gaza. And the fact that the group firing from Gaza was referred to as the militant group Hamas, as opposed to the governing body of an occupied territory, seems to me the militant group is on the other side, the occupiers, as it were. And I wonder if we would ever refer to Israel or even to the United States as the militant group, given the military might of both of those nations.
Craig Phelan from Granville, Mass. Oh, Herb Blunden, again, his recent predictions on the future and with a Romney win is extremely depressing. And I hope that he is as wrong as usual. This is what will happen if heaven forbid, Romney wins. We will probably lose the Senate as well as the House of Representatives and the Supreme Court and, of course, the presidency to Republican right-wingers. We will lose our system of checks and balances, and our democracy will be completely lost to the corporate fascism that already exists. Obama is not perfect, but at least he represents a tiny toehold of hope for real American values. As for Obama / Romney care, most people do seem to like it, and it seems to be working okay in Massachusetts, where it all started, although a federal single-payer system would be better, of course. The fact is, our country has far more to fear from the Tea Party and its corporate bosses than from Al-Qaeda or any other foreign threat.